The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it bear even more. You are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. Make your home in me, as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you, unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in them, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that's been thrown away. They wither. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they're burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear fruit, and then you will be my disciples." The good news of salvation. The holy flows in our veins. Did you hear Marianne say happy Easter? Are you still happy Eastering each other? Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Really, happy Easter. So each of us celebrate two births. The first birth lasts only a matter of hours, hopefully, while our second birth into the world of spirit is a daily and ongoing fest. So we're invited to embrace the birth pains of our second continuous birthing with joy and hope, and grant that each day may become a birthday, a coming forth into that wider and more awesome world full of glory and holiness. I ask the tree's permission before I cut this branch, and I ask Hannah and Leah, what do you think will happen to this branch now that it's been cut off the tree?
It'll wilt.
Yeah, it'll wilt. Do you think even if I put it in water that it'll grow back?
No.
No. So once it's cut off, it's cut off. And so we give thanks to this glorious tree who gave us this blessing of this branch for this moment. And since we live in Colorado, I think it's probably more likely. There you go. Some people will pass these out because I know. That aspen might be a metaphor. So Jesus is using the metaphor of his time, which is vine and branches and fruit. And we know that if the branches are cut off the vine, then you're not going to have grapes, right? Yep. And so the piece about being connected is so important in that, excuse me, the holy flows in our veins. And so we are already holy. We don't have to get holy. We are holy. So there are things that can block our holiness from coming out by omission and commission. We can not show that life that is within us. But we are already holy. We are already one. We are already connected. With the Big Bang, we became part of that. And so that's one of the pieces that I really love about Richard Rohr's theology, is that we're here already, and we're God's in this place, and God's in us. And so I wanted to read you a little bit about aspen, and probably you know a lot of this. Aspen trees grow 24 inches per year to a height of 50 feet or more. Because they grow in stands called clones and reproduce by sending up sprouts, individual trees, from their roots, they're the largest living organism on the planet. Virtually all the trees in a clone are connected. So while the lifespan of an individual tree is normally 100 to 150 years, there's a clone in Minnesota that's been estimated to be 8,000 years old. And in Fish Lake National Forest, Utah, there's a clone of interconnected aspen roots that researchers consider to be a single tree with one massive underground root system over 80,000 years old, covering more than 100 acres and resulting in a forest of approximately 47,000 individual trunks. Wow. So when we talk about connected, more generally, German scientists discovered that the most individual trees of the same species, growing in the same stand, are connected through their root systems, and they exchange nutrients in time of need. The researchers regard such forests as superorganisms with interconnections much like ant colonies. What's more, all trees distinguish their roots from those of other species, even the roots of related individuals, and they work together. An individual tree is at the mercy of changes in the weather. But together, many trees create an ecosystem that moderates the extremes of heat and cold, stores water, generates humidity, allowing individuals to live to be very old. Typical of all living systems, these scientists say the goal of a forest is to keep living no matter what. According to author and forester Peter Wohenben, if every tree were looking out only for itself, then many of them would never reach old age, leaving gaps in the canopy, making it easier for storms to get inside, uproot more trees, allow heat to reach the forest floor and dry it out. Every tree would suffer. This is why even sick individual trees are supported and nourished through the roots until they recover. So that connectedness, that metaphor of vine and branches and grapes, is in all creation and is in us. God is in this place. We cannot attain the presence of God because we're already totally in the presence of God. But what's absent is awareness. So you know those moments when we are connected and we know and we do the right thing. And then those times when we're distracted by our false self systems, those things that distract us and tell us, why don't you do this over here instead? Or you really deserve this? Or righteous anger or any of those things that we might do that don't show the love and life of God. We need to unlearn some things. We need to be taught how to see, to wake up. And that's what the pruning is about. It's recognizing those times when we're not showing the holy to the rest of the world. We need to find out that life is not found over there, as we stretch for it and pull toward it and pull back. But we need to come back to the source and remember who and whose we are. Richard Rohr would say that authentic religion is more about subtraction than addition, more letting go of that false sense of self than any attempt to engineer a true self. So when we think about those Aspen, they're just doing what they do and protecting each other and sharing resources. And that's what we do when we're our best self. And so we work to be that best self and stay connected to God. So my question for you today is, being connected and choosing to stay connected, meaning aware of that holiness within us, requires discipline. Otherwise, we can easily get off course. So if someone would be willing to run the microphone around, tell me a few things that you do that keep you connected. Say it again.
Where is it?
Right there. Christy's got it. You ask, where is it? And that's a good thing to ask if you want to stay connected to God. Where is God? Where is God? Right here, right now, in the midst of us.
What do you... anybody that needs connecting.
How do you stay connected?
This place.
Okay. Being together in community, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Some periods of silence during the context of a day.
Mm. Yes, thank you. Periods of silence. Greg and I start pretty much every morning with prayer together, and it makes a big difference.
Gardening keeps me connected to the earth.
Absolutely. Gardening's wonderful. Being out in nature, running water's my thing. I love to be running water.
Being on Zoom math keeps us connected.
Just moments of awareness at different moments in the day, mm-hmm. every day.
Absolutely. Staying awake, right? Food can be a wonderful way to be connected if you pause long enough to chew. And appreciate flavors.
I text a lot.
You text
to my friends that I can't see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, sending a text is a connection, right? Absolutely. I've oftentimes when someone's been in long-term distress, I just say, just send me an emoji and I'll send you one and we'll know we're connected. And I remember a story about back in the day when there were pagers, you know, and somebody was sick in the hospital and all the coworkers paged them. And so to hear that pager go off and hear that pager go off and hear that pager goes off, you know you're loved. How else do you stay connected?
Making people laugh.
Oh, humor can make us connected, yes. The people who study science and learn about all these connections and holons and parts and all the stuff that I don't understand, it's we know that we're whole and that we're together and that we're connected and the whole universe is that way. But it's intentional. It's like at that moment when you say your bedtime prayers or the prayer before you eat. The time when you wake up as the sun's coming up and you say, wow, another day. How do I share that glory?
My family also keeps me connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So staying connected to the vine, staying connected to the source of all, reading scripture. That's the word of God through the ages. We need to have that not just on Sunday or Saturday. We need to have a little scripture every day. What is God's word telling us about who God is and then who we are? So I want to sing you a little verse. And I'm just going to sing it right now and then later I'll ask you to join me. God, beyond our dreams, you have stirred in us a memory. You have placed your powerful spirit in the hearts of humankind. All around us we have known you. All creation lives to hold you. In our living and our dying, we are bringing you to birth. God, beyond all names, you have made us in your image. We are like you, we reflect you, we are woman, we are man. All around us we have known you, all creation lives to hold you. In our living and our dying, we are bringing you to birth. So you might turn to God Beyond All Names in your book. I don't know the number of it. I could look it up. And look at the rest of those words, but I'm going to read you the last one. Let me sing you the last one. God of tender care, you have cradled us in goodness. You have mothered us in wholeness. You have loved us into birth. All around us creation lives to hold you. In our living and our dying, we are bringing you to birth. The holy flows in our veins. The holy flows in our veins. That third verse says, God, beyond all words, all creation tells your story. You've shaken with our laughter. You've trembled with our tears. So we know we are connected to God and to one another, and we just need to remember and to wake up and to remind each other we are one.